Well, let's go ahead and start off with a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne this evening. We do thank you again for the privilege of gathering together as your people, and Lord, calling upon you to guide and direct, Lord, that we might understand more about your will and your purpose for our lives. And Lord, the involvement that we have with missions, bless your word, Lord, and bless us, your people, and we'll give you all the praise, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, I'd like to call your attention over to the book of Matthew, the last chapter, chapter 28. And I'm not really going to give you a text, so to speak, but I do want to share some thoughts with you here. Chapter 28, we're going to focus on the last few verses, but I want to back up to verse 10 here of Matthew 28. It says, "Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid, go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." Now, the Lord was crucified in Jerusalem, right? And so, just to give you an idea, Galilee is 80 miles away, roughly. Could some people say 76, depends on which way you go. But that's saying 20 miles a day, right? That'd be a four-day trip to get there. And so that's covering 20 miles. How long would that take? Maybe somebody would take maybe seven. I don't know, how long would it take you to walk 20 miles a day? And then you have to rest. And so the idea would be, why, Lord? Why would you have them go to Galilee when you're here and they're here in Jerusalem? But the Lord has his purpose and he has his way. And so the disciples need to learn, and that's us as well, right? The disciples. But in this day, they need to learn to trust the Lord, not to lean to our own understanding, right? Lord, we trust you. We don't want to lean on reason. Reason will get us in trouble, right? When we start reasoning, when God says, this is what I want you to do, we ought to just move on it like that. If we start reasoning, God, why did you do it this way? You know, we're questioning God when we do that. And we don't open up ourselves to the blessings of the Lord. So the disciples went to Galilee. And then I want to pick up with you here in verse 16 and let you see something that's maybe you've not noticed before. Verse 16 says, "Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them." So they made their trip to where the Lord wanted them to go. And everything is fine, right? The Lord had appeared already and they'd seen them. And now he's getting ready to give them the great commission. But notice what it says here in verse 17. "And when they saw him, they worshiped him." That's a good thing, isn't it? They worshiped him. But notice, but some doubted. But some doubted. Wait a minute. They had just seen all these things. The Lord was leading them. The Lord appears to them. They were worshiping the Lord. And some doubted them. And the Lord did not upbraid them. Listen, he knows our struggles. He knows our trials. He knows our weaknesses. But he's not giving up on us. Because he loves us. And he is committed to us. And as long as we will, listen, take our doubts to him. Take our concerns. Take our worries to him. He will lead us through. He's faithful to do so. And we have all different times. Listen, at different times we can question certain things. But the main thing is not to just stay in those doubts and in those questions, but bring them to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need you to make sense out of this situation in my life. I need you to guide me in this situation." Or even better still, "Lord, I want your will for my life." See, "Lord, teach me to love your will, your purpose for creating me." And then we're on the right track. We will be able to be used by the Lord any way he wants to use us.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
If we say, "Lord, I want to be used however you want to use me. I'm not going to come with you with any preconceived ideas or any preconceived notions as to how you should work. I'm going to trust you because one thing I know for sure, God doesn't think the way we think, does he?
Amen.
And God doesn't work the way that we work. Praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Amen? I mean, listen, time after time, failure after failure, the human flesh gets weary of that, but God doesn't. And we can fail the Lord, can't we? More than once, can we fail the Lord? More than several times? And God still holds us in his hands. Isn't that good?
Amen.
And so think about this. He says, "Then the 11, verse 16 again, disciples went away into Galilee." They could have said, "Lord, that's 80 miles away. That's a four-day walk. Not a drive. That's a four-day. I'm not driving for 4 days. I'm walking for 4 days." Amen? That's a long walk, but they didn't question the Lord. But then verse 17 says, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted.
And they walked all that way.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, listen to this. Did he say, why do you doubt? He didn't say that.
No.
He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you, how long?
Always,
even unto the end of the world. Amen. Isn't that good? What a great God. What a faithful God we serve. So the question is, can we trust the Lord to guide us in his way?
Yes.
Absolutely. And so listen, he says, this is what I want you to do. May we seek what he wants us to do. And may we be convinced that he will bring us to the place to where we can enjoy that relationship with him without doubt. Right? Lord, I don't want to doubt you. I don't want to doubt what's going on. I want to be assured in your great faithfulness in my life. So Amen. With that said, I just want to take a few moments here and share some reports here about our missionaries that we support that are working and serving the Lord and being a blessing to a lost and dying world. And this is Hope Missions. And this just came in here. This is the May report. And I want you to hear what Brother Scott Borland is saying here, and he's in Hope, Indiana. He says, much prayer and research has gone into making a decision about our building after investigating the pros and cons and cost factors. The decision was made to build on the front lot. This building will have an auditorium that will seat 150, six classrooms, an office, and bathrooms. We are excited that God has opened this door to us. Praise the Lord. Amen. A church, listen, today when church doors are closing by the hundreds, I mean, they're just shutting down that a church is building. Amen. And God, listen, God is still on the throne. The problem happens when we start looking to ourselves and the way that we think instead of saying, Lord, and I had a privilege. Remember when Missy Borland came and spoke with the ladies, And then I had the privilege of spending some time with Brother Scott Borland. And he said, you know, Brother George, I am convinced of this one thing. And that is that it is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that brings God honor and glory.
Amen.
And he said, I didn't always think that way. He said that the Lord brought that thought to him. And he says, I want to make sure that I am preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. That I'm not preaching this event and that event. And he says the same thing I said. He says, you know, there's nothing wrong with events, but there's a lot more. There is Jesus Christ and his gospel. That is the way of salvation. That is the way to bring people in. Not these events that you try to make a big draw. And by the way, souls are being saved and baptized there in Hope, Indiana. Praise the Lord. And we sat down, and I think the ladies were finishing up here. And we sat in the parking lot probably for about a good hour, hour and a half. We drove around for a little while. He spoke with the men, if you'll remember. It's been a couple of years ago. But you know, he's such a genuine individual and loves the Lord. But more than that, he loves God's will and God's way. Amen? And so God is blessing that. And so now they're moving on to building. This is our next step. Is to hire a design firm and get site plans and architectural work done. Although we don't have the exact number yet, this first phase will cost at least $30,000. And below is the initial concept, and he had a plan of how the building was going to look, that we think will be very practical and includes pre-planning for future additions should they be needed. So he's planning for the future. He's looking at the present and he's looking at the future. And that's the way to do it. We want to look and anticipate. Lord, you're going to bless and we want to follow you. And God's promise is, I'll be faithful. Amen.
Right.
I will build my church. Isn't that what he said? And
right.
So we want to look to the Lord. So that's Hope Missions there in the month of May. And then I want to give you a little update on Brother Mackerel. And we did have a Colt Mackerel. We did have the privilege of meeting him. It's the first time I met him. And he's out of Langdon Street Baptist Church there in Somerset, Kentucky.
And Brother Kurt Neely, who's coming next Sunday evening, who's starting the church in Wentzville, and he's not on the field yet, used to be his pastor. And so it's just kind of a crazy story. But anyway, had the opportunity to meet him at Brother Amberge's there at the missions conference there. And very pleasant young fellow. He wanted to come. He just let me know, called me about a week or so ago. His wife is fighting a lot of immune disorder type issues. And so they were taking her to an immunologist, I think, somewhere in Arkansas. And every time he reschedules his flight, it costs for his whole family, and I think there's, maybe five of them, $50 for each time they reschedule a flight. Plus, if the flight fare goes up, they have to pay that than what they paid, had scheduled before. So he's saying it's getting expensive. This is a predicament now. We want to pray for him because they're wanting to get back on the field. And I'm partial to American hospitals. As much as we might complain about them, I think they're a lot of times better than what you find overseas. And I don't know what's in Romania. They're in the Brasov area, and I don't even know if there's a hospital there. They might have to commute. So pray for them, because he's saying, and Amy is his wife's name, and she's wanting to get back on the field also. But what I think she's dealing with sounds like to be pretty serious. I mean, she's been ill and not been able to travel and just different things like that. So keep Colt Mackerel and his wife and family, Amy, in prayer. And I'm just going to give you a little report here that they have here. And this is also the June letter, in fact. He says, in fact, I think I just got this today. He says, I'm pleased to report that the work in Romania is continuing well. By the way, they were wanting to be back in Romania in July. They don't think that's going to happen now until September. But again, keep them in prayer. The work in Romania is continuing well. Services in both Zarnisti and Feladora, and if I'm mispronouncing that, forgive me, are well attended. Brother Mirian continues to preach through the Gospel of John at Zarnisti, and Brother Florin continues to lead our services in Feladora, I think it might be said. The monthly humanitarian visits continue, and three girls from one of the families we minister to in Rothbov continue to come to service in Feladora. Thank you all for your prayers and your support. God bless. And so they're going through a trial right now, but they are still wanting to get back to the field and serve the Lord. That's amazing to me. They've got little kids, and they're young. How old would you say? Mid to late 30s. They look younger than that to me now, but I don't know. But anyway, keep them in prayer. Let's do this one here. This is a report from the Phillips in France, and this is their April report here. And so I just want to share this thought with you. It says, we have a very special announcement to make. God has led Kylie to return to France. She will be working as part of our team here in, I believe it's Nantes, while we will be excited to have Kylie near us again. The need for a team is one that we've been praying for since we arrived in France. There is a lot of work, to be done here, and it is overwhelming at times for me and Nikki to do it alone. The issue has always been finding the right person. We didn't realize it, but we had been raising our teammate the whole time. Kylie is more than qualified to work on our team. She speaks French, knows the culture, and has a heart for God and His work, and will be able to immediately jump in and get to work once she gets on the field. Kylie will be focusing on reaching young adults, as well as evangelism, discipleship, teaching ministry, planning, etc. So we want to lift up the Phillips in France, who are also doing a good work. And of course, Brother John posted these reports online there, and also on our website. But also we have them posted back here on this back bulletin board. So if you ever want to keep up and see what's going on with our missionaries, you'll find information there. All right, so, and the letters are there anyway. So we have this one here, and this is Matthew, Sarah, and Azariah. They had a baby. Of course, you met them. They were here, the Thompsons. And so the Lord is working with them in Indonesia area there. And so they're moving forward in the Lord. So that this month, it says we started phase three of our language learning. We also began teaching and serving more at an Indonesian Bible study we have been attending and celebrated. They celebrated 22 years of ministry with our visa sponsor. Phase 3 is language learning. Phase 3 of our language acquisition includes more listening, reading, and writing. Some days in class, we listen to fairy tales in Indonesian, which we've heard before in English. This helps us get new vocabulary and helps our listening skills. We're also reading stories, news articles, and experiences of others, and instructional texts. For writing, we have been writing our own experiences and step-by-step explanations of different processes. Our teacher corrects these and helps us understand our mistakes or ways to say things better. So that you're learning how to communicate. Indonesian Bible studies, as we've been attending an Indonesian Bible study on Wednesday nights for some time now. A few months back, we began praying about being more involved in making disciples through a Bible study, but we didn't feel like it was time for us to start a Bible study of our own. In May, the main teachers of the Bible study we've been attending left for a long trip, so Matthew will be teaching one night a month, and we are also providing food for the fellowship once or twice a month. We are thankful for this opportunity and answers to prayer. So the Lord is working, and I don't know if you've ever learned a new language, but you could say things and say things incorrectly and say things, maybe the nationals would find it humorous, but it might be quite embarrassing. Some words are very, very similar to other words, and it could. So you have to learn how to say things and how to say things correctly. So that's a big challenge for them to learn a language and then go in there. And I remember what he said. Their language, is it there's something unique about that language. Do they have no dictionary?
No alphabet.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
So they'll have to go in and create
an alphabet, right, or something. So.
Language.
Wow.
So that's kind of quite a challenge there. And this again is Matthew, Sarah, and Azariah, the new addition here, Thompson. So again, the information is on the website. I'd like to encourage you to work the mission field that God has placed us. That's right here, right? And so it's not just the missionary, but it's the church members.
Amen.
that are going out and sharing the gospel and putting a track. Be creative. Think about where somebody would look for a track. Pick up a track somewhere. Again, I told you I found them in a pump handle. I found them at different places. You can find them. I mean, don't throw them away. The best thing to do is try to put them in somebody's hand, but that might be a little bit uncomfortable for you. But listen, will you get rejected? Why, sure, you'll get rejected. Somebody's going to say, especially in this day and age, they're going to say, I don't want anything to do with it. But at least they can't say, nobody ever told me. Right? Listen, they're not rejecting us. Who are they rejecting?
God.
They're rejecting the Lord. They're rejecting God. But it's our calling. We've been given the ministry. If we're born again, if we're saved believers, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and God has made all things new to us, He's also given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So pray about, think about where you might leave a track, and then let the Lord give you the courage to, if you're uncomfortable, and I understand that, to give it to somebody. There are times that I'm intimidated. All right, and I've been doing this since 1988, been handing out tracts. But still, it just depends on the person. Some of them are pleasant. Some of them look like they can chew you up and spit you out. But when you start talking with them, everything changes. And sometimes you can confirm your ideas that they're going to not be happy. Or sometimes they'll surprise you and they'll engage you and even ask questions. I've been thinking about this. That doesn't happen all the time. But, it's still our responsibility to share the gospel. And it's all in a wonderful little track out there. Suppose it's true after all, it's out there. And if anything, you could tell them, this is also an invitation to our church. And you can listen to us online to get an idea of what we're about, And so you can approach that. But I would like to encourage, because it's important, I would like, and I believe you would like also, for God to give us revival and for the Lord to bring souls to salvation and for them to be baptized and discipled for the honor and glory of the Lord. But that it can't be up to everybody but me. We have to take it personal. Lord, I have to be involved in this if it's going to happen. Because if everybody has the idea somebody else will do it, who will do it?
Nobody.
That's exactly what happens. Everybody, why isn't anything happening? Well, what am I doing? Well, not me as personally, but I'm speaking as an individual. We ought to be saying, how much am I sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? And if we're not planting the seed of God, can we expect any growth? We have to plant, right, in order to reap a harvest. And so, Lord, help me to do my share in my world, right, in my life, where I'm at, to hand out tracts. And boy, sometimes you can hand them out one right after another, right? I was at Walmart the other day, and this fellow was kind of blocking. I was looking for something right there, and he was, oh, I'm sorry, you're so pleasant, you know. And I said, hey, let me give you. I don't always have them, but you have to have them on you if you're going to be able to hand them out. And he says, well, thank you so much. And then somebody, there was two other people in the store that I happened to say, okay, I'm on a roll here, and I'm just going to give them out. And they were all very pleasant and very thankful. In fact, the one lady at the cashier, she said, hey, I'm a Christian too. And what kind of Christian are you? She asked me, what kind of Christian are you? And I said, well, we're a Baptist church. Oh, that's what I am. I'm a Baptist. And so I don't know if we'll ever see her or not, but you know what? We made a connection. And the rest is up to the Lord, but we did what we could do to influence another one for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's all we're expected to do, and God says, I will do the rest. So pray and say, Lord, you know, what is my mission work? We see all these people going out to tell others about the Lord. May we tell, because if the churches are weak here, they won't be strong overseas. Remember, England, believe it or not, England used to be the hub of missions years ago. Now what are they? I don't know if you find a Christian church over there. If they'd be far and few in between. I mean, a real church of the Lord Jesus Christ that's over there. And you know what? We're dying too. And so let it not happen here at Northwood Baptist Church. Let us carry forth the Great Commission and be faithful, you know, to learn the Word of God. Absolutely. Pray. Absolutely. But let's put feet to our prayer and say, Lord, use me to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that we would see souls saved. Because when it's all said and done, when life is all over, what's really going to matter?
That's right.
If it's not souls, amen? And that's what Jesus came to do, to seek and to save that which is lost. So thank you for your attention, for your attendance tonight. Keep Brother Kurt Neely in prayer next week, and that we might encourage them and the Lord. And they're excited, and there's no doubt about it, but they're going to be facing difficulties and trials as well as anybody does who serves the Lord. It's all good at the beginning and when it's all new, but then it becomes work, right? And so keep them in prayer and trials, and we want them to be encouraged in the Lord. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do come before your throne tonight. We do thank you, Lord, for your many blessings, and Lord, your promises that you've given to your New Testament churches, and Lord, how you would be with them always, and that you would never fail them, and we thank you for that, and that you would build the church. Lord, help us to be faithful, to be your witnesses that you've called us to be, that the power of God has fallen and been given to us, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, and that we might be led by you, Lord, to share the gospel message with a lost and dying world. Build Northwood for your honor and glory. Be with all of our missionaries, Lord, all of your missionaries and all of your churches, and we'll be careful to give you all the praise. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.